I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very... How so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Okay.
Bills GM Brandon Bean.
I love it.
On the radio up in Buffalo.
Feisty.
Very, very sensitive is how I would describe that.
You guys are bitching about wide receivers. Like, yeah, sounds like a good topic.
Yeah, it does sound like a good topic. The guy tucked tail a little bit. We clipped it out of there, but the guy on the radio up in Buffalo tucked tail a little bit. He's like, oh, I wish you listened to the last 2.5 hours. There's a lot of things we liked.
Oh, my God.
It's like, dude, just lean into it.
I like that he's hot and bothered by it.
Well.
I like it.
I don't know. Like, to me, it's like, wow, you guys are doing a lot of bitching. We scored the most points. You guys haven't won anything.
No, you haven't won a thing.
Maybe win something and we'll stop complaining about your receivers and stop complaining about things.
Yeah, I guess you're happy with, you know, winning the division.
He did dunk on him a little bit, being like, boy, it's like 2018 when you guys wanted Rosen over Allen.
That's a great call. You put that in your back pocket. Yeah. You have that. That's going to win every single time.
It's like, oh, yeah, Jones, you think you know so much? Remember when you wanted Markelle Fultz over Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Brad yells that at me or something like that.
Right. Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah.
No, I like that. I'm not saying he's necessarily right or wrong. Like, he's defending himself, and he's going on that show. And I like the idea of, like, I don't know if that's a weekly guest or if that was just, like, a planned one-off, but the idea of you can tune in ahead of time. If you hear those guys ripping you, you're not just going to be all nicey-nicey when you get on there. So I like that. But, I mean, the fact is they have not won a Super Bowl. They've not played in a Super Bowl.
No.
And their receiving corps is not great.
No,
so, like, you're relying very heavily on Josh Allen, which was a tremendous pick.
They've never won anything.
Yeah, no, like, no, it's a franchise that is a loser franchise. Like,
it's okay to be a little critical up there.
Yes.
In Buffalo.
I would hope so. If you're like, hey, everything's good.
I'm actually shocked they are.
Yeah, what? Good?
No, I'm shocked they're critical up there.
Oh, I
honestly.
Know. It's not surprising. They'd just be happy to be relevant, right? Yeah. For the last, you know, the Josh Allen era, they've been very relevant. They just haven't been able to break through yet.
So this ties in with the Patriots. I want to get into it. Jones and Keefe.
Think Elliot Wolf will ever call us and complain? But like,
you didn't like the Judon trade?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like the Judon trade.
Oh, see, I did.
Did you?
I did at the time. Yeah, I was like, get rid of this guy.
I didn't love it. Oh, I was fine with them trading him. I just didn't think they got enough in return. I had no problem trading Judon. I just didn't think a third-round pick was going to get it done. But wrong.
I thought
again.
Jalen Polk was going to be better than he was.
Me too.
I still wouldn't have taken him.
We could all agree on that. Yeah. Me, you, the Wolfpack, we could all agree. We thought Jalen Polk would have been better. So we'll get to the tiers. The wildest relationships, mostly in sports. Are they all in sports?
They're all sports. At least one member of the relationship is
wildest
sports.
Relationships in sports. Bill and Jordan on the list. Yeah. If you missed any of our reaction to Jordan's latest, just know she's now posting and or writing Bill's emails.
Yeah.
On Instagram. You can check out our Instagram. You can check out the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to our discussion on Jordan's latest post on Instagram.
And apparently there's going to be a full statement later today.
And a tease of a full statement later on today.
She put out a teaser.
Aftermath
from
the CBS Sunday Morning interview that didn't go well. The TMZ report last night that she stormed off the set and wanted Bill to come with her. And people at UNC are very concerned about this.
Yeah.
Now she's on Instagram posting his emails and again, or writing them. A lot of people are like, well, Bill clearly didn't write that. So, like, what's the big deal?
It's even worse.
I would agree that's worse.
Even
if
worse.
He's
not even writing his own emails.
If she's actually writing and signing emails as Bill, then that is even worse.
Because then, like, you go to that next, you go to the beyond, like, who's signing the will? Like, if you want to go to that, do you want to go all the way to there?
Right.
Oh.
Right. Who has?
Who's got power of attorney?
Who's got the?
Is that whatever it's called?
Yeah. Who's got the pin for the bank account? You know what I mean? Like, who's got that information?
You think they're legally married? I mean, that could be something that's on the sly. Who knows?
I don't know. Let's keep an eye out for the full statement later today.
So I'm not in PR.
Yeah.
Famously, I'm not in PR.
No, she is. She's very good at PR, Keith. This is what she does.
This is my recommendation.
Yeah.
In this day and age, there's always something new. There's always something else coming around the corner. Less is more. You'd be more likely to just, like,
let the news cycle peter out.
Yes. Yeah. It'd be like a massive story for a couple of days. Everyone's making fun of you. Everyone's making fun of both of you and like whatever. Tomorrow there's going to be something else. The next day there's going to be something else. But if you release emails and then like you're not going to win with this statement. There's nothing you can say where you're like, oh, okay.
No. She's actually not crazy.
She's not nuts. That's the sanest statement I've ever read. I guarantee you that is not going to be the response when we read it later.
No, it's true. But they're clearly trying to get in front of something because there are more leaks coming from CBS. I would not rule out we get the full director's cut, Keith.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Well, that might be a good response. Like, if she, in the statement, buries CBS for being unprofessional and everything else.
Fake news.
Maybe they're like, okay, here's actual proof of everything that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that would be a great response by them.
They should be like, okay, you think we're unprofessional? This is what it was.
Yeah.
These are the questions we asked. This is how you responded to them. Oh, it'd be great. Pick a fight with them. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, go ahead. 617-779-7937. So we'll get to the wildest sports relationships. Good day for it. On Tier Tuesday at 11:30, we have another pair of tickets to give away. We have four pairs today all day long here on Jones and Keefe. A couple more come your way on WEEI Afternoons. Greg was giving them away all morning long. But a two for Tuesday, Red Sox-Rangers tickets at 11:30. Stay tuned for that. Tommy Curran at High Noon and a Keefe for Madness at 12:45. We started the show asking you how much better the Patriots are. Are they a playoff team? Where are their biggest areas of weakness? Let me ask a similar question in a different way, Keith, and we'll use Brandon Bean as a jumping off point there, clapping back at the radio in Buffalo. Have the Patriots closed the gap on the Bills at all?
Yeah, I think they have a little bit, but it was such a massive gap. Like, they were so far away from the Bills, even though they did beat them head-to-head in that last game of the season. That was a nice win.
Very nice one. That one counts.
That counts.
Put that on the board.
It cost him. Travis Hunter. But anyway, they closed the gap in the way where I don't know how much better the Bills have gotten. I know they added Joey Bosa, so we'll see how good Joey Bosa is. So like they've made some tweaks, but they're already like the top of the division, yet not the top of the conference. And we both think the Patriots may have doubled their win total. So like that alone, they've closed the gap. Like they're closer. They've added more talent. They're a much better team today than they were 3 months ago. So yeah, I mean, I would still say the Bills are a much better team, but at least it's somewhat of a conversation now where it really wasn't for the last couple of years.
I find it interesting too that he's so sensitive about any criticism of their draft. Like that's just interesting to me.
Yeah.
And you wonder, are they on edge a little bit there? Where like it was again, they're hosting the AFC title game and again. You come up short, and it's just...
Well, I thought until we realized Bill and his whole situation went sideways, I thought the Buffalo Bills could be a good spot for him. A team that already has all the talent.
Yeah, not anymore.
No. Yeah. But like a year ago, you're like, if McDermott gets to a certain point and fails again, do you need to tweak it? And like, do you have a little bit of an advantage on game day if you brought in Bill, especially because the offense for the Bills seems to be fine. Josh Allen's now had a couple different coordinators, and he's still lighting it up, winning MVPs. Whereas the defense, I know McDermott's a defensive guy, but that's where they needed a little bit of help. And could Bill have been the difference maker there? I mean, obviously that ship has sailed, but yeah, McDermott makes the playoffs every year, but you wonder, like, is he the right guy to push him over the top?
Can you check something for me real quick?
Yeah.
Did Jordan take that down?
Let me see.
Text line says she took it down. Is that accurate?
No.
Still up?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Inaccurate text. Just checking.
I mean, unless my thing... Yeah, I still see it.
No, the Patriots took down their A-minor tweet. I think maybe that's what you were
thinking.
They did
have a hilarious Mr. Irrelevant tweet, but yeah, that went down. No, as far as I still see it on her.
Okay. Boots on the ground. Rich Keefe, Stats and Info Department says the Instagram post still exists. Incorrect
still
text line. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that gets taken down, which is why I wanted to check it.
TMZ's got a bunch of stories on her. Apparently, they had a New York City date night.
Wait, they got more stories?
Yeah. It's not stop these two. So TMZ caught up with them.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, they didn't say anything. They walked out and they did like that thing where they're like TMZ and they're paparazzi or whatever. And I guess they were asking them.
Oh, yeah. Mom on Awkward interviewed during NYC date night.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the deal with these
two? Hey, Bill, how's that CBS interview? And they obviously didn't say anything. They just kept walking. Pretty
nice.
Funny. Yep.
Good stuff. Okay. We'll track those. So the Bills, I just think are in a weird place where it's like they feel like they're feeling the pressure a little bit. The Patriots are clearly better. How much we can debate.
Yeah.
Are the Patriots better than the Jets this year, Keith? Last year, one win separated the two. Jets have Justin Fields. They were 5-12. Pats are 4-13.
Yes, I'm going to say they are better.
I am too.
And maybe this is me being very optimistic, but I am going to say they are better. I think in a weird way, the Jets, just to be rid of Aaron Rodgers, might be better off. A lot of those guys, things started to turn on them. Like, I think you'll get more out of Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. So I'm not like completely dismissive of the Jets, but I would take the Patriots over them.
Patriots or Dolphins? Dolphins were 8-9 a year ago. They won both games with the Pats. Pats split with the Jets a year ago.
Is Tyreek Hill still playing with them? Is he happy? Like every other day, it feels like there's something else.
Happy? I don't know. I think he's going to be on the team.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he happy? I have no idea. Is he? You know, does he have another horrible accusation against him? I have no idea, but he'll be on the team, I think, at this point.
You know what, man? I think I'll take the Pats.
Yeah?
I think I might.
Okay, well, then the answer is definitively they've closed the gap quite a bit on Buffalo. Doesn't
they
mean they're going to catch Buffalo.
Well, so
if they just leapfrog the Jets, it's like, all right, again, both these things can be true. They can be much better than a year ago and nowhere near the playoffs. Like, that is true. That's a real thing that could be in play. If you think they've leapfrogged the Jets and the Dolphins, and as much as I want to put them in front of the Dolphins, I'm not sure I would. I definitely take them ahead of the Jets right now.
Yeah.
As much as I want to do that, I'm not quite sure I can go there. If they're leapfrogging both those teams, then great.
Yeah, they might. I mean, the Dolphins won 8 games last year, and so they were probably, you know, they had injuries, and they were, like, a little underwhelming. They were probably, you know, supposed to be a playoff team. But if they were at 8 wins and the Jets were at 5 wins, we're all pretty confident that the Patriots are going to really improve from their 4. Do you feel the same way about the Jets or the Dolphins really improving? Maybe the Jets are a couple games better. Dolphins might be similar or game. Like, I think it's going to be kind of a dogfight for second place in the division. I'm still giving the Bills the clear cut.
I mean,
they should win the division.
That might be its own win for the Patriots. That might be a decent goal. Finish second in the division. And, you know, where does that win total get you? Does it only get you to 7 wins? Does it get you to 9 wins? But finish second in the division, that might be a realistic goal for this team and a reasonable goal.
Yeah, because last year there was only one team to make the playoffs from the division. So it could be the same thing, but instead of being in the basement, you're up to, you know, second place.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on all the latest. More details. They are coming in fast and furious. Bill and Jordan, the Patriots, and how improved they are. Have they closed the gap on Buffalo? And is Buffalo gettable?
Yeah.
If not this year, soon, based on Brandon Bean and his sensitivity up in Buffalo. You can get to that coming up. Meanwhile, we had a lot of Celtics talk planned here, Keith.
Yeah.
Some of the Patriots stuff is taken
Jordan's
over.
Jordan's kind of hijacked it.
She really has. She's hijacked Bill's life and now this radio program as well. Game 5 tonight, Celtics and Magic. It's stupid to call it a must win. But,
yeah, no, it's definitely not.
But you don't want to toy around with this team any more than you have to based on how physical the Magic have been, how annoying of a series it's been. The Knicks can wrap up their series tonight. Like, you want to talk about leaving a mark physically and just wearing you down. You don't want to toy around with this and go back to Orlando and drag it out. You're winning the series no matter what. So it's stupid to call it a must win. Even if it took 7 games, you're going to win the series.
Right.
But why let this thing drag on any longer than it should? End it now. End it tonight. How confident are you that they will?
Pretty confident. I mean, I will. No Drew Holiday again. So it's going to be 3 straight games without Drew Holiday.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I don't. But they look.
Isn't Jalen's question? I mean, I assume he's going to play, but Jalen's questionable tonight?
Yeah, the only one so far ruled out is Drew Holiday. But no, I think it's important. I think, you know, for a number of reasons, you want the extra rest. And we'll see. I mean, the Knicks-Pistons series could end tonight as well. Which
that's what I'm saying.
Kind of
so
surprising.
Like, they get extra rest. They get extra prep time. They get whatever while you have to go back to Orlando. Right. That's no good.
Cavs have already advanced. Thunder have already advanced. So if you're trying to keep up with them and move on. Plus, you know, Al Horford seems to be bothered by this team. So why even play 48 more minutes against this team if you don't have to? Right? Just because, you know, you and I don't think it's super cheap the way those guys have played. But if they do, like, get out of there. I mean, they're big favorites once again. They should win this game. You sort of tip your cap to the Magic for staying in it, not giving up, stealing a game, you know, that probably maxing out what they could get out of their season. But no, for so many different reasons, you just want to end it tonight.
So,
and I think they will.
So I also think they will. If they don't, I'm not going to be worried about this series. They're beating the Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably still won't be worried about New York. But I'll start to worry about their title hopes. You know, how are you going to get past Cleveland? How are you going to get past OKC? Both those teams swept. And I thought OKC had more issues than I expected against Memphis. Cleveland started a little slow against Miami. Then you saw what they did last night. They were rolling
last
night. So I'll start to worry about that. if they take longer than they should with Orlando and they have to go back to Orlando for a game six, I will start to question that. I'm confident they get it done tonight. I'm already a little underwhelmed by how they played. I would be very underwhelmed if this thing takes six and you have to go back to Orlando while the Knicks wrap their series up in five. The Celtics don't want to deal with another game. Horford, Tatum, all these guys don't want to deal with another game with this annoying pain in the ass, some say dirty team. So I think they get it done tonight, just like you, Keith. They should get it done tonight. If they don't, I'll start to question some big picture stuff.
Well, not only that, taking it one step further, I mentioned the Knicks series could be over tonight. So could the Pacers. Like, if the Celtics lose, they'd be maybe the only Eastern Conference matchup still going. Right? Like, that'd be kind of an odd thing to see. And I referenced the 08 team a bunch, where the 08 team went seven games the first two rounds. And you're like, oh, this isn't really ideal. And then by the time they played the Pistons and the Lakers, they were actually better off for it. But that was surprising.
Could they be the last series going if they lose tonight?
No. Nuggets and Clippers are tied at two.
Oh, sorry. So never mind. But Golden State would be wrapped up. Minnesota could be wrapped up in theory if they both win their game five. So it would be them, the Nuggets and the Clippers, and that's it. You're the only series still going by Thursday if you lose. Again, I don't think they're going to.
I think the Pistons win tonight also. I think the Pistons force a game six, but we'll see. I mean, I thought they were going to win that series, and they're down 3-1, so who knows? They don't really have what it takes, I guess, to close. But no, I think the Celtics do wrap it up. My question is, do they find a way to get back to what they did in the regular season and hoist 53s, or are they more shooting free throws and playing like that kind of style?
I'm also interested in, and you know, they were a great road team in the regular season. They've already lost a road game. They were a so-so home team. They've already won both their games at home. So let's just see if that holds, because again, they haven't been a super consistent team at home. I don't think the Magic get them tonight, but their struggles at the Garden relative to, you know, championship caliber teams, that level of struggle, I'd keep an eye on that tonight. But no, I think the Celtics should wrap it up. Mm-hmm. If they don't, I'm starting to get concerned, big picture, about how it would look against Cleveland. I've always been concerned about OKC, but I'd start giving Cleveland a little bit more respect, I guess. I would just start looking at that and say, well, if they're struggling with this team, what are they going to do against the best team in the East all year that matched up pretty well with them in the regular season? 617-779-7937. You want to jump in on the Celtics big game five tonight at TD Garden. You can do that here today on a very, very busy Jones and Keith. Coming up at high noon, you're going to hear from Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday, all the latest on, the Patriots draft. Also, Bill Belichick and Jordan. We'll have to get a few questions in there with Curran at high noon. Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Bill Jordan could really be their own Kiefer Madness today.
That's true.
They will be prominently featured in Tier Tuesday, the wildest relationships in sports. We'll get to that.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Jones and Keith, we'll get to the tiers coming up, the wildest relationships in sports. Where do Bill Belichick and Jordan fit in? I'd say that's fairly obvious.
Yeah.
They're going to be high on the list.
I know there's going to be some snubs, too, because we put this thing together. We have, I think, 15 couples. Some are still going strong, like Bill and Jordan.
Yeah.
Others kind of burned hot. Maybe didn't last super long, but they were very noteworthy.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just saying they're going very strong. Let's see how hot they burn. This might be a burning hot situation.
Although they've been together for a while. Now, I know that time is sort of up in the air.
Gray?
A little gray.
It's a moving target is what it is.
Correct.
But very interesting.
It seems like they've been together, though, for a little while.
But it is a Tier Tuesday. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. It's a Tom E. Tuesday.
Yes.
Tom E. Curran at high noon. Curious to hear his thoughts on the Patriots draft.
Yeah.
How much better the Patriots are. What's their biggest remaining weakness? Have they closed the gap on Buffalo at all? And, of course, about the latest from Bill. And we have a Kiefer Madness coming your way at 12:45. So a busy, busy Tuesday here on Jones and Kiefer. Oh, yeah. It's also a twofer Tuesday.
Woo. What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday. Twofer, twofer, twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. If you have today's code word, you will score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Rangers May 6th at Fenway Park. And caller 9 right now, contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word. You get two tickets. Red Sox, Rangers, May 6th, Fenway Park. Have at it. We'll give away our next pair 12:30. Another pair to give away at 1:30. They'll continue on WEEI Afternoons on a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. It's also a Tier Tuesday. What are the tiers today, Keith?
All right, we have four tiers. Again, it's fluid. We can always add or subtract tiers as need be. But our top tier for wildest relationships would be, courtesy of our guy Will Campbell, nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty. These are the nasty
These
ones.
Are the nastiest.
These are the nastiest.
Of the wildest right. sports relationships. Right. Okay, good to know.
The second tier down, courtesy of Jordan herself. We're not talking about it.
Not talking about this.
We're not talking about this.
I can't imagine that's where Bill and Jordan wind up, but interesting.
We're
okay,
not talking
keep going.
About this. Yeah. Third tier down, ay caramba.
Ay caramba.
Ay caramba.
Now, did I just say that?
Yeah, I guess.
That was earlier today. I just said
Nick grabbed that, so that's pretty good.
Okay, so that's on the list. I corrupt. It's, yeah. It's questionable.
Right. I corrupt, but you hear that, you go, whoa. But like, not to the point you're going to be nasty or we're not going to talk about it. We can't even talk about it.
Okay, of course not.
And then the bottom tier for the, you know, for the sake of this is going to be, it's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. Our guy Rossi, Wrestling Insider, here
okay.
for the show.
So it's still a wild relationship. It's just, we'll allow it. It's,
yeah, but like,
it's all right.
Compared to these other ones.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually, it's all right.
On the scale, yeah. It's pretty believable. Okay, what do we have today, Billy, for relationships?
All right, first one, Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson.
Yeah. Let's nasty. Not mess around. Yeah, let's not mess around.
It's
let's
nasty.
Put them in the top tier.
On many, many levels, it's nasty.
It is nasty. It is beyond what we were even starting out with. We're not even talking about the age difference really anymore.
Yeah.
It's more like she's just taken over.
Well, that's to
the age difference is significant.
You and I happen to agree, but one more time, Will Campbell, how would you grade the relationship?
Nasty.
Yeah, so okay, that's even thought, yeah. in the newest Patriot that's agrees, that's where that fits in. So that's on the nasty scale for sure.
All right, next up, Steph Diggs, Cardi B.
Ooh, Steph Diggs, Cardi B.
It's also a little nasty.
It's well, yeah, they met. I think this one's actually. This is
you're
going to
allow it?
Yeah, it's all right.
I think it's all right. It's okay. A good relationship. That's a good
right.
celebrity power couple.
Okay, good. Let's
I
do
like
that.
These two.
It's a good place for it. We're rooting for them.
First of all, I should make this clear. I love love. And I feel like these two, great, great power couple. Steph Diggs? Cardi B? No?
No, I just thought, wasn't there something with the two of them?
She was pregnant, I think, with somebody else's child when they first.
Yeah, well that,
but that's fine.
I guess. Well, I mean, that's the guy. But yeah, I guess that. No. I guess that's fine. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, okay, fine.
It's all good to me.
It's all right.
Okay, it's all right.
Sure.
Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson.
So this was a super famous one for a while.
It was.
Remember, Tony Romo was playing Jessica Simpson. They would show her all the time. Like this, like it was basically like Kelsey Swift at a time. Not that Jessica Simpson was
no,
Taylor
it was.
Swift,
it
but,
was
but
for
like
sure.
as far as an NFL relationship, it got a lot of attention.
It's all right.
Yeah, probably just it's all right.
I mean, what was wrong
but
with that?
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't know if there was wrong with it. I don't know. Do you think, I don't know how wild it was.
God, I don't think Cowboys fans loved it, right?
No, yeah, because they never won, then she was blamed probably for that.
He was distracted,
correct.
This and that, but I think in retrospect, it's all right.
This was post-Newlyweds, too, right? Newlyweds was a good show. Did you ever watch that with Nick Lachey?
Well, yeah, of course it's post-Newlyweds. She wasn't with
Nick Lachey anymore. She could have been with him first, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
The timeline's
sketchy, it was post-Nick Lachey.
Newlyweds was awesome.
Newlyweds was a good show.
It was like 3 or 4 seasons of him just bellyaching about her spending money.
Still airs on Pluto. Cat watches it.
We called,
is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We called Miller Lights Nick Lachey's all through college because that's all he drank on the show.
Lachey Lights.
Nice. Yeah, like, I mean, some Lachey's.
Nice.
That was great.
Who's next, Billy?
Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries.
The Kardashian could have been on this list a few times. The reason why I went with Humphries is because it was like a made-for-TV wedding.
Yeah.
And then they were married a month, I think?
Something like that. iCarumba.
I think there was a report that she paid for the engagement ring.
I think I would put it on iCarumba. Where would you put this? We're not talking about it?
Yeah, because I feel like it's been like stricken from the record books. And it's like...
break the tie, Bill. iCarumba, we're not talking about this.
I'm going iCarumba.
iCarumba. iCarumba.
All right.
You love love.
I do love love.
That was
now,
40 days of love.
The story goes, and I could be wrong on some or all of the details, that... The Kardashians, obviously everything's manipulated, everything is for TV, everything's for whatever, right? Like going all the way back to like her like her lovemaking tape, right?
Uh-huh.
I think her mom was like, hey, let's get this out there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the theory anyway. They wanted a star from the New York market. And I believe...
Oh, you were telling me this.
I believe Danilo Gallinari,
ooh.
When he was playing for the Knicks, they were like, this would be great. So they like pitched the idea to Gallinari, and he was like, no.
He's like, nah.
Then they're like, well, Chris Humphries plays for Brooklyn at the time. And he's like, yeah.
yeah.
So anyway, iCarumba.
What was Gallinari thinking?
Yeah, you think it was a miss on his
part? Yeah, it was a miss. Icarumba works. Okay, what else?
Chuck Finley, Tawny Kitaen.
Ooh.
The White Snake video alone. Yeah. This was a big time power couple. Chuck Finley, good player, like random baseball player of the day. Chuck Finley.
Yeah, we'll cross him off the list. They're not playing the Angels.
At least
once.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to him.
This one a little bit before our time, I guess. But also the late great Tawny Kitaen. I did have a run in with her one time.
You did?
I was excited. Yeah, she went to Comic-Con.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I didn't realize she was no longer with us, but okay.
She passed.
Ran into her at Comic-Con.
Well, she almost ran into me. She was in a wheelchair at the time, and I was waiting to see her, and she came right through the doors, and then she was signing stuff and everything else. So, yeah, it was one of her last days, probably.
Where would this go?
I think this would be
a volatile relationship.
I think it might have been. I think maybe we're not talking about this. Yeah.
That works.
We're not talking about this.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Who's next, Billy?
Rodman, Common Electra.
Okay, that's nasty.
Nasty.
Now that's nasty
stuff.
That is right up there.
That's an all-timer.
With, you know, just a dysfunctional, nasty relationship.
One of the great parts of the Last Dance is when they're telling that story. They, like, go into, like, the hotel room. Like, we got to find Rodman. Like, we have, you know, NBA Finals games to play. Uh-huh. And, like, Carmen Electra's, like,
stinks.
Carmen Electra's, like, looking over, like, peering out of the bed. Like, all right.
This room stinks.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Just get in and get out.
I was just dribbling a basketball.
Get your rebounder.
Don't even
get out.
Think about bringing a black light in here. Yeah, no chance. Gross.
Yeah, that was an all-timer.
That's
though.
A nasty relationship. That's the perfect tier for that. Yeah, okay.
Brock Lesnar and Sable.
This one I
Brock Lesnar.
I was doing some work research on Sable, and it came up as Blake Sable, the catcher for the Red Sox.
No, you don't want that. Sable was one of the most famous women of the 90s.
Okay.
She had like a really high selling.
One of the most famous women of the
90s? You heard me right, Jones.
Any women.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Huge wrestling. It was like the peak of the internet.
I was making sure I heard you right.
I think at the time, didn't she have like the most, it was like the most bought Playboy ever?
I think it was up there, yeah.
And then I think China actually broke that?
It was like Cindy Margolis and then Sable took over the internet.
Yeah, and Sunny too. Sunny was a big internet person.
Sunny was another one, yeah.
But Sable was big time. So Sable went into the wrestling business with her husband, Wild Man Mark Mero. Ever hear of him?
I haven't.
Anyway, Mark Mero, those two, then next thing you know, Sable becomes more famous than him. They get a divorce. Next thing you know, she ends up with Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar moves in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And then I think Mark Mero has a great line. It's like, you know, you find out like your ex-wife's dating somebody, you kind of want to kick their ass. Then you find out it's Brock Lesnar. You're like, all right.
Like, okay. We all make choices.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a free country. I'm happy for you.
Have a nice time.
Yeah.
They're still together. Like, they got kids and stuff. I think it's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll take your word for it.
It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Works. I think so.
Tom Brady, Tara Reid.
All right, so we swerved you there. We didn't go Giselle.
I mean, you have your choices with Brady. Bridget
Moynihan,
Giselle. I think when you're talking about wild relationships.
Wild ones.
Tara Reid fits the bill.
Talk about burning hot. There was a run there for Tara Reid.
She was an it girl for a moment.
Yes. Well said.
So
much like Jessica Simpson, she was able to blame, easy to blame when Brady had struggles.
Correct.
I'm thinking this is a we're not talking about this because I think a lot of people forget it, but Brady even doesn't talk. Does Brady talk about Tara Reid?
No.
Tara Reid talks about him.
Tara Reid from Van Wilder?
Oh, yeah.
Tara Reid from American Pie 1 and 2?
Like, sure.
I mean, come on, folks.
Tara Reid, Van Wilder.
You think the tops?
I think that's...
Maybe American Pie 2?
Sharknado.
Electric Boogaloo.
That was a good one.
She was in most of the Sharknados, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think she was saying no.
No.
So I'm going, we're not talking about this.
Yeah, I like that.
We're not talking about this.
No, I think that's a good one.
Brady and Tara Reid.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, Brian Urlacher and Paris Hilton.
I don't remember this.
I think around that same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very famous. I don't think they lasted very long either.
How could you? I saw the video.
We saw the video.
Yeah.
The night vision?
Yeah, it was night vision. Who's lasting with that?
A light on. Can't see a thing. It's like I'm playing Call of Duty 6. Like, get out of here. I would go with Icarumba. I think it was like
that's a good one.
It was sort of like, hey, wow, like this is a power couple, and then it was like it was over.
I mean, I honestly didn't recall it, but it's above, it's all right.
It was probably like before the Bears went to the Super Bowl, but Urlacher was like a really good player. I think it was like around that time.
Yeah, Icarumba.
Yeah,
just at least to hear that.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander, Kate Upton.
Ooh.
Okay, so there's a little bit of an age gap here too. I mean, it's not Belichick.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm saying it's not the Bill age gap. What's their age gap?
How old is Verlander?
42?
Okay.
I think he's like 45.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to guess they're 15 years apart.
No, they're only 10 years apart.
Okay, yeah. It's not that.
Yeah, but when they first got together, she was how old? Well, they've been together a long time.
That might be a gray area. That's a good point.
Like, wasn't she like 20 maybe?
Yeah, probably.
And he was 30?
Yeah.
No, I know. As you get older, like, the age gap is less significant. But I think she was pretty young.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. Now, there were...
I think this one's all right.
Okay, but there was also photos released.
I'm going to...
All right. Come, come on.
Best drop ever.
Well, he has to bleep it.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I know. I guess you have to.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't air it.
No, they seem to be a very happy couple. She, remember, she was ripping Rick Porcello when Verlander didn't win the Cy Young.
Yeah.
They seem like a happy couple.
They seem very happy. See the photos of them in the bathroom mirror. Just big smiles.
Is that what it was? You saw the you noticed the big smiles?
You think this kicks it up to Ike Arumba?
It's
a little spicy.
Yeah, I think it did get kicked up a notch. It's just like, oh, that's a nice, they're a very successful couple.
Yeah. Ike Arumba.
I think they met on the cover of, or they were like, were they at some video game or something? Or
know.
Something about
know.
Like, did he throw a perfect game? And then like, she was miss perfect. Like, they had some weird thing. It was like a photo shoot where they put them together. And then the next
and
thing you know, the rest is history.
Chemistry was undeniable.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what they were saying on set, Nick?
Ike Arumba. That's exactly what they were saying.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
A-Rod and J-Lo.
A-Rod, J-Lo. Power couple.
Ooh, A-Rod and J-Lo. We're not talking about this?
Yeah, I would say so.
She wouldn't want to talk. Well,
we're not talking about this.
Oh, A-Rod's he's a handsome, successful man. Maybe she would want to talk
about
it.
Is he with somebody now, or are they both single and ready to mingle again? She went back to Affleck. Could she go back to A-Rod?
She could.
Possibly.
We're not talking. This is a big deal at the time.
I agree.
I would say that's where we put that.
All right.
Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe.
Hot. You want to talk?
Hot stuff.
New tier?
Joe never got over her.
New tier?
No. Yeah.
Just hot.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, this guy loved. He loved her forever.
Yeah.
He like couldn't get over her.
Yeah.
And she was probably, I made the case Sable is the most famous woman of the 90s. Marilyn Monroe, for her time, probably the most famous woman in the world.
I'd say still one of, on
still
some
one
level,
of,
the most famous women in the world.
Sure. Joe DiMaggio had the hit streak. It's no joke.
No.
Nobody's catching that.
No.
Good luck. I think that's top tier.
You think it's nasty?
Oh, okay, no. Well, because then she did the singing happy birthday to the JFK.
What are you saying?
I'm just trying to figure out what top tier is.
He was going to use
in
that
this case.
Really, just trying to figure out what the order is.
He wants to use the Trump drop.
I'm just trying to think in my head and trying to flip around what's top tier.
They all go in that tier.
Which relationship makes you think of the Trump drop?
I honestly, we're almost done this segment. I don't really understand it. I don't know how it works. I don't know where they're supposed to go or where they're not.
I don't know what's good. I don't know what's bad. I don't know what's wild.
I think we're having a good time with it. But
they're all wild.
So for Marilyn Monroe specifically with Joe DiMaggio, Jolton Joe.
Yeah, I kind of like making its own tier. But okay, let's put it in. I think it's all right.
It's all right.
I think these two are all right.
All right.
I like you, Keith Love. That was a good relationship.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick.
Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
Feels
nasty.
It feels nasty.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'd go with that one.
That feels nasty.
I like
something
that.
About her.
He was obviously with Shailene Woodley, too, but we decided to go with this one.
He's gross.
Yeah.
Something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn.
Nasty.
He also
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Just anything with Tiger.
Yeah, no, maybe also
And
nasty.
The best was like, this was after all the stuff with Tiger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, everybody knew everything about Tiger. And she's like, yeah.
She's like,
sign me up.
You know what? I think I kind of like that guy.
I kind of like that guy.
Okay.
I like what he's into.
Keep going.
All right, last one. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift.
Now, this is definitely all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, they seem to be like...
What's wrong with this?
They seem to be perfect for each other.
Deeply in love.
They love each other.
They are...
Very supportive of one another's work.
Each other's person.
Both very successful.
As people like to say, successful, supportive of each other's work, as you said. I don't see a problem with this one.
No, I think they found it. Yeah. She had to kiss a lot of toads to find her prince. And he also, the opposite of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
He was
on
that reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got there.
So good for them.
Okay, so where did we settle on this? The wildest relationships in sports?
Nasty. Belichick, Jordan, which is the whole reason for doing this. Dennis Rodman, Carmen Electra, Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick, and Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn. Top tier.
That might be a perfect tier. Now, they get questionable after this, but I stand by that tier.
We're not talking about this. Chuck Finley, Tawny Kitaen, Tom Brady, Tara Reid, and A-Rod J-Lo.
Okay.
Ike Arumba, Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries, Paris Hilton, Brian Urlacher, and Justin Verlander, Kate Upton.
We're starting to lose it.
And then it's all right. Steph Diggs, Cardi B, Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson, Brock Lesnar, and Sable, Joe DiMaggio, and Marilyn Monroe, and Travis Kelce, and Taylor Swift. We always nail it at the end. When you're in the weeds, you're like, how is this going to work? I don't know if it's going to. And then, bang.
Yeah, go ahead and nitpick that.
Perfect.
Go ahead and pick that apart. How can we do any better than
good
that?
Good luck to Terp back there in the in the laboratory cooking up this graphic.
Yeah, how do we get a graphic for this, Terp?
Terp's working on
it. You're going to find out. Stay tuned to Jones and Keefe on socials, Twitter and Instagram.
Ah, Twitch chat. Good one. Jay Cutler, Kristen Cavallari. Damn it.
You want to put it in there real quick?
Should we throw them in? We're not talking about this.
Dump both of those.
All right.
Not talking about this.
Okay, let's put it there. Get him in there.
Good one.
Bonus addition to Tier Tuesday here.
That's
on
a good one.
On Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. We got Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday joining us at high noon. We'll mix in a quick thought on the Red Sox. Sneaky big series for them tonight. Next.
0-1, two down, bottom nine, the pitch. High pop-up should do it. Into shallow left field, Story goes out. In comes Duran, and fittingly, it's Jaron to make the play. The human spark plug puts it away, and the Red Sox win it today, 13-3. They take 2 of 3 in Cleveland. A good start from Bayo. They head north of the border with a ton of momentum.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the Red Sox. Sneaky big series. I'm curious, Keith, if you think the text line gave us any good late suggestions for the tiers.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other ones. Andre Bad Moon Rising and Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Tony Parker, Eva Longoria.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's from Dice. That was a good one just because the Spurs were so boring. But you had her like on the sideline back when like Desperate Housewives was like a big thing.
They were so boring and so lacking personality. They needed a Frenchman to come in and woo the women is what they needed.
Alyssa Milano, she had a couple of different. I think she was with Brad Penny.
She was. You're right. You got to read how it's worded.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that for Alyssa's sake.
Alyssa Milano, and Dealer's Choice. Multiple choice.
Starting pitching, though, was her.
Brad Penny.
Yeah.
Brad Penny was one of them. Yeah. And then, forget who it was. I don't know, it was like Carl Pavano. Well, what are you going to do?
Okay. Hey, they're good ones. That's
a lot of good choices, though.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good stuff there. We'll get to Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. We have another pair of tickets to give away. Red Sox and Rangers, May 6th at Fenway Park. That's 35 minutes from now at 12:30. So mark that down. I think it's an interesting series for the Red Sox. Last time they played the Blue Jays, if you recall.
I do recall. Blue Jays got the better of them.
They lost 3 out of 4. They couldn't hit. They were bundled up in, snow gear like they were in the Arctic.
It was cold.
And now they got 3 games with the Blue Jays up in Toronto. Red Sox have been playing better. They're currently second in the division. They're 2 games over 500. Blue Jays have dropped off a little bit. 2 games under 500. 3.5 out. Red Sox are 1.5 out. Red Sox are back in a positive scoring differential. But last time they played Toronto, you remember, they were red hot. Yeah. They had won 2 in a row against Baltimore. They had swept St. Louis. And they fell apart in that series. They couldn't hit in that series. So I think this is a good little measuring stick, Keith, where it's in the division, where the Red Sox haven't fared super well early on this year. They weren't great. I take that back. They've been better than I thought. Just that Toronto series. They were good against Baltimore. They lost the Seattle series. They took 2 out of 3 against Tampa. No, I'm saying in the division, they've actually been a little better than I thought.
Oh, so gotcha.
I'm curious to see how much better they are from when they played this team in early April.
Yeah, no, definitely. They scored 8 runs in that 4-game series. So almost lucky to win a game the way that they swung the bats. So, yeah, this is a little bit of a swing. I mean, the Red Sox, a couple games over 500 going into this series. Blue Jays are a couple games under. So the Blue Jays are 13-15, and that's after they took 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox. So another one of those teams. They're not as bad as the White Sox, but when the White Sox have a high percentage of their wins against the Red Sox, it's just not a good sign. But you have a chance to go in there and into Toronto and win another series back. Plus, I think the guys that are on the mound in this series make it super important.
In theory, you're lined up in a way.
Well,
you have your 1 and your 2 in the series with Giolito sandwiched in the middle, but Houck's been atrocious. Crochet has been very good when we're not in his presence.
Yeah, he was not good the last time out. So it's going to be it's a bounce back for Crochet. It is the Red Sox debut for Lucas Giolito, who nobody has any idea how he's going to be.
No.
And then Tanner Houck getting another shot to sort of balance it out a little bit. So I would say Crochet and then 2 massive question marks, which could really swing just how good the team is. And I know it's only 1 start for Giolito, but you know, we haven't seen this guy in a year and a half or whatever it's been. Like, they signed him a long time ago. He's barely been able to even throw in the minors or in the spring. And so he's going to get a chance tomorrow night.
Tanner Houck still winless on the year with an ERA in the sevens. He's given up already 6 home runs after giving up just 11 last year. Crochet can get him off on the right foot here tonight after an off day. I think it's a sneaky big series, so we'll be keeping an eye on that here tonight on Jones and Keefe. Again, you want Red Sox tickets, we'll give those away a little over a half an hour from now. Red Sox and Rangers on a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. That'll continue through WEEI afternoons. We've been doing it all day long, starting with Greg earlier today. And let's get back to the Patriots. How much better are they? Are they a playoff team? Are they gaining ground on Buffalo? What are their biggest needs? And what's going on with their former head coach, Bill Belichick? All that and more on a Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, next.